I was going to ask you before, because I see you've done a lot of work. Really, I see this paper in Nature Medicine just recently, the mutational landscape of metastatic cancer, 10,000 patients.
Well, that's been Mike Berger's work.
What do we know at this point, though, about the, you know, I guess, the mutational landscape of breast cancer?
I think we're learning that there are certain recurrent mutations in different disease types. There's a little bit of correlation with histologic subtype. So, you know, you see P53 mutations in patients with triple negative disease, of course, PI3 kinase and ESR mutations in hormone receptor positive disease. I think that breast cancer is not as hypermutated by and large as some of the other types of cancers. You don't really see the kinds of things that you do with Lynch syndrome or mismatch repair deficient colon or endometrial with their hypermutator phenotypes. And so we found a few pragmatic targets, and people are certainly trying to leverage those. And at the same time, looking at more complicated types of genetic abnormalities like fusions, you know, rearrangements, and some interest now developing in epigenetic types of abnormalities to see whether or not those might provide something that's a little bit more tractable, druggable.